From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States has called on the UN Security Council to approve the strongest possible measures against North Korea following its sixth and most powerful nuclear test. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said leader Kim Jong-un's actions cannot be seen as defensive.
But being a nuclear power is not about using those terrible weapons to threaten others. Nuclear powers understand their responsibilities. Kim Jong-un shows no such understanding. His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war.
Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, said all council members condemn the latest test, but most remain opposed to a military solution.
Many delegations, including ours, I think most of them, said that, A, there is no military solution to the conflict, B, that we have to look for diplomatic and political solution.
Pyongyang claimed it successfully tested a hydrogen bomb that can fit onto an intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea said the size of the blast was about 50 kilotons, warned the North may be preparing another missile test. Seoul also announced plans to temporarily deploy four more launchers of a U.S. anti-missile battery called THAAD. And President Donald Trump and his South Korean counterpart agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles. A U.N. Commission of Inquiry says crimes against humanity are being committed in Burundi. Fatsa Wagurguz is president of the commission. He said since April 2015, the government has perpetuated serious rights abuses, including arbitrary arrests, acts of torture, extrajudicial killings, rape, and forced disappearances. That's when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a third term, a move the opposition called unconstitutional. This is VOA News. Nearly 90,000 Rohingya Muslims are now believed to have fled western Myanmar following a two-week crackdown by security forces. The plight of the Muslim minority has raised alarm in the Muslim world. Indonesia's foreign minister visited the country Monday and met with Myanmar officials. In Russia, thousands protested while scores more turned out in the Indian city Kolkata, including Devil Priyo Sam, who denounced the rampant killings and persecution.
Has really become the gravest humanitarian crisis that we are seeing in 21st century. So definitely we need to raise our voice so that the Myanmar government can address this and those people are no more meted out with any injustice.
The government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi has come under growing pressure to protect the Rohingya civilians. After months of negotiations, Colombia has reached a temporary ceasefire with the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, formed by radical priests. The announcement was made in Ecuador's capital Monday, 2 days before Pope Francis is to visit Colombia.
Querido pueblo de Colombia.
The Pope said his pilgrimage will be about hope and peace. He had pledged to visit Colombia following last year's agreement between the government and the largest rebel group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has been criticized for the arrest on treason charges of his main rival, Kem Sokha. The U.S. expressed its grave concerns, said it appeared to be politically motivated. Moo Soo Chwa, a deputy leader of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, said the arrest is designed to keep him from taking part in next year's election.
They have already taken out Mr. Samrangsi, the former leader of the Cambodia National Rescue Party, and now Mr. Kem Sokha. What is in real trouble, in danger right now, it's democracy. And with it, Cambodia as a whole.
The European Union called for Kem Sokha's immediate release. The Syrian army and its allies edged closer to relieving the city of Deir al-Zor from encirclement by Islamic State fighters. The eastern city, with some 93,000 residents, has been besieged for years. It's a strategic site home to Syria's oil industry. Burkina Faso has put new security measures in place following the August 13 attack on a Turkish restaurant in Ouagadougou that killed 19 people. Some of those measures include beefed-up security. The jihadist al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claim responsibility for the attack. Chinese President Xi Jinping Tuesday told world leaders at a BRICS summit, while the global economy has improved, risk factors remain, including resistance to climate change and protectionism. Mr. Xi told leaders of the world's top emerging economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, they hold the key to building an open world economy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.